You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I think I'll talk later on the show about this theme song thing. That could be a topic. Somebody put out a list of the best TV theme songs of all time. We should talk about that later. Right. I will say number one was the Jeffersons theme song. Mm-hmm. Well, we're moving on up to the top.
To the east side.
To a great big apartment in the sky. There's a guy in France who got fired because they said he wasn't fun enough.
Really?
They used to always have these mandatory end-of-week parties, and a lot of alcohol was served, and that wasn't his style. So he never went to the mandatory end-of-week parties. They said, hey, that you're not participating in the fun spirit, so we're going to let you go. As you might imagine, he has sued, and now the courts have sided with him. And he could, when all is said and done, walk away with $500,000.
Good.
Because he was fired for not
being
fun.
I'm on his side. I'm on his side because I don't enjoy those stupid activities as well.
Look, you and I are not into mandatory days of fun.
I'm not. In potlucks, we have a potluck coming up, I think, this week. I'm like, meh. No, thank you.
If the fun happens organically, I'm all in. All right, listen to this story about a guy who was on a Carnival cruise line last Wednesday night. If you haven't heard about this, it's pretty insane. Apparently, he was on the ship with his sister, and they had done some drinking, as people tend to do on these cruises.
Yeah.
I've taken one cruise in my life, and there was a lot of alcohol served. Yeah. Anyway, the next thing you know, he's missing, and everyone's like, where did he go? And they realized he must have gone over the side into the water. Man overboard! But by this point, he had been missing for hours before anyone realized that he was missing. Jeremy, when the Coast Guard found this guy, he had been treading water for 15 hours.
That's impressive.
What kind of core strength do you need to have?
That's really impressive.
It's not like treading water in a swimming pool, people. Mm-hmm. You should see the video when they captured him. And the swells and the waves. I mean, he's in the flipping Gulf of Mexico treading water.
That's impressive.
For 15 hours.
10 minutes tops. I'd be trying to do that thing, too, where you blow up your jeans. Trying to use those as a flotte. Have you seen that? You can tie up your jeans, the jean legs. You tie them in a knot. Or no, you tie up the waist in a knot and one leg in a knot, and then you blow into the other leg, and it actually puffs air into it because it's so soaked with water, and then you tie it off quick and you can float on your pants.
Wait a minute. All of this while you're battling the swells.
While you're battling the swells. That's one of the things they tell you to do is blow up your pants.
Blow up your pants. Anyway, he suffered from hypothermia, but they say he's going to be okay, and the Coast Guard claims it's the longest they have ever seen anyone survive in those conditions.
Yeah, that's insane.
What else is trending?
Well, the big news today, it's Cyber Monday. Woo! Let's go spend some money. Story here says 18% of Americans say that this is their favorite day of the year, which is a little strange. So, of course, there's all sorts of stories out this morning on how to navigate Cyber Monday. They're saying shop early before all the deals get scooped up. Set a firm budget so you don't overspend.
Blah, blah, blah.
Be careful about scams. I don't know. Hey, Alexa, what do you think about Cyber Monday?
Cyber Monday, the art of acquiring things you don't need with money you don't have. Good luck climbing out of debt, suckers.
Pretty much. That pretty much sums it
up. More true than funny.
I did post a link on our Facebook page this morning. It's like 130-some cyber deals, and it's from Yahoo. There's actually some really good stuff on there. It's a great time of year to save on Apple AirPods, if that's what you're wanting to get. They're down to like $80 now.
Oh, great.
I know. I was thinking about you because you just bought them
a couple of months ago.
Yeah, you can get them for like $80 today. A lot of computers, TVs for like $90, the robot vacuums. I actually went on and was looking at everything that I've already purchased to see if anything went down because I'm going to go and exchange it or, you know, repurchase it and then return what I have. So far, I'm pretty good. Nothing went on crazy sales or anything like that. They said for Black Friday, Americans spent $9.1 billion, which is some sort of new record. You'll hear that story a lot. If you dig a little deeper, they're saying that could be because of inflation, because everything does cost a lot more right now.
Right.
Because, yeah, you normally you're paying $100 for a TV, so maybe it was $150 on Black Friday, and it's just because of inflation that that number was so high. So there's a fun little tidbit for you. The Rock, trending in celebrity news, has revisited the store that he used to shoplift at growing up. It was a 7-Eleven, and what he would do is every day before he started his workout, he would go in and steal a Snickers bar. He says it was his pre-workout food. Did it for about a year, and it's been weighing on him for all these years now. So he went into this 7-Eleven in Hawaii and purchased every Snickers bar that they had in the shop. And then whatever the customers had in there, he picked up their tab too and paid for everything in the store just to kind of feel good about himself. It's actually kind of a new video. I posted it, reposted it on my Instagram this morning. And it's kind of nice to see him do a solid for the 7-Eleven. Grand total of everything was only like $300. I mean, I guess he could have written him like a $1,000 check or something like that.
I don't like this story.
Why don't you like that?
Well, he's pretty much glorifying criminal behavior.
He is, but he acknowledges that it was wrong, and now he's repaying and kind of, you know,
doesn't
making good on his debts.
Were, you know, had
yeah, people are
going to
steal.
Ago.
People are going to steal if they're going to steal.
Oh, so it's okay.
That's not okay. Nobody said it was okay. But I think he's what he's doing now is okay. Just to say, I was an idiot. I shouldn't have done that. I'm reimbursing the store now, essentially.
Something.
Something. So there's something
like
to
story.
It. You don't like that story? Well, do, take it up with The Rock, then, as he gets you in a headlock. Tell him you don't like it. I do love this story this morning. There's a woman in Florida named Amanda, and she's suing Kraft, the makers of Velveeta microwavable shells and cheese cups. That's a mouthful. They're lying about how long it takes for the mac and cheese to prepare. She's claiming that she bought the product several times over the past few months. And on the little cartons, it says ready in 3.5 minutes. And mm-hmm. she says that is not true. And they know it. If you add everything up, she said what that is implying is the actual cook time. But if you add up grabbing the container, peeling the lid back, adding the water, stirring it up, microwaving it then for that amount of time, and then sitting and letting it cool, it's mm-hmm. way longer than 3.5 minutes.
Like, what? Well, how much longer?
Probably a couple more minutes on top of that. So you're probably looking at a 5-minute process, and she's mad as hell with Kraft. And she says, the only way this is going to make it better for me in my life is if you give me $5 million in damages.
Oh, for God's
sake. I need $5 million.
I don't like that story either.
And Kraft is saying, kiss my cheese cup, essentially.
I will tell you this. Homemade mac and cheese was on our Thanksgiving table.
Was it?
And oh my God.
It's good
God.
Stuff, isn't it? That's the only way to have
Jeremy,
it.
Jeremy, that stuff is criminal.
Put the little crumblies on top.
Yes.
And did you put bacon in it? Or
yes.
like green chilies or anything? Oh, yeah.
It was just insane.
Oh my God, it's so good. What else is going on? There's this story about how scientists have designed a splash-free urinal.
Oh, I saw the headline. I didn't read it, though.
They say it's shaped like this. It's like using a letter opener to cut open the top of a giant envelope. Okay, you know, so across the top, prying it open with your fingers and then peeing into it. Okay, so it's like a letter, and then you open it up just a little bit, and you got to really aim to get into that narrower target, which kind of keeps all the splash in there.
Flaw, if you ask any woman.
The
She'll
aiming.
Tell you that the aiming is the downfall.
Any guy that works here, I have come out of our men's room and I have said out loud, I am concerned about the amount of splash on the floor in the men's room. You got to stand back like 2 feet because the entire floor is wet.
It's bad.
Disgusting.
Yeah,
I stand over by the
guys.
Sinks and try to get it in. You
it's
know, I
got to
really
guy.
Push. It's going to hurt my prostate how much I have to push because the floor is all wet. Gross. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
You didn't like that story either, did you?
I love that story,
do you?
Actually.
Okay, good. Yeah. Clickbait's on our Facebook
just the Rock
page.
The one is the one that didn't sit well with me.
All right.
You
have something against Snickers? Are you not a Snickers fan?
I love Snickers. That's probably why I'm upset with
them. So you're so
stealing
mad.
Stealing and glorifying
every time
it
you'd
to
go
people?
In, you'd go to this 7-Eleven in Hawaii, and they're out of Snickers bars. And you're like, The Rock, Dwayne. Our Facebook is Dom and Jeremy. You can get on there and look at the Cyber Monday stuff. And also this video that's making the rounds of this goofy husband that made an executive decision to buy a massive block of Parmesan cheese. It was 44 pounds, but it only cost him $10. So he's brought it home and he showed it to his wife. He's like, I couldn't pass this up. It was a bargain. It was $10 for all this cheese. And the conversation online is this guy a moron or is he brilliant buying 44 pounds of cheese for $10? Check it out. Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
Enjoy.
That's a lot of homemade mac and cheese.
That's a lot
with
of
that.
Parm, man. Chicken parm for days.